Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are on the Healing Hour, and I am your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III, and I am so glad to be with you. I have a special guest. I mean, she's a special, special guest, and we're going to talk about some things. But before I get into the topic, of course, we always start out with our scripture reading of the day. But before we get to the scripture, I want to make sure you guys know that we are on Purpose Kingdom Network. That is blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. I need you guys to either get in or call 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091. And if by chance you cannot use that number, there's an alternate number. That number is 323-870-4174. That is 323-870-4174. I'm giving you all reasons and no excuses to join in. So come on in. Let's talk about the word. Now, let's get to our scripture, because I always feel like we need to start this show off with the word. Something encouraging, something different. Normally, I talk about, Noah's Ark. I did that for a little while. I did building foundations of which you don't know about, because God gave Noah so many, he gave him the blueprint to build an ark, but he never said, hey, Noah, are you an ark maker? So we have no idea whether or not Noah was an ark maker, and God will put you in positions and give you all the tools and give you all the everything that you need and the blueprints, but who's to say that what God has put you in all your life? So when God puts you in different environments, he never puts you in a place without the proper tools. But I got something different today. I'm going to read Psalms 102, and I'm going to go from verses 1 through 7. That is Psalms 102, verses 1 through 7. And I promise you, when I read the scripture, it's going to sound kind of weird. And then when I explain it, you'll be like, okay, it makes sense now. So Psalms 102 says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. My reason of the voice of my groan, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Now, I'm like, as I read the scripture, and, as you probably listen to the scripture, you're like, hey, what is he talking about? But there are some key things I picked up, and it made so much sense. When Psalms are written, it was written in the form of poetry, in the form of music, so it has a poetic feel to it. But basically, if you listen to a couple small things, it says, I'm crying out to you, God. Hear me when I'm in trouble. Hear me fast, speed up. And he says, I feel consumed like smoke. Has anybody ever been felt consumed like smoke? And it says, my heart is smitten. My heart is broken. I'm like grass that withered. I forget to eat. Has anybody ever forgotten to eat? And then it says, my voice is groaning. like skin from my bones. I am like the pelican in the wilderness. If anybody knows anything about pelicans, they do not live in the wilderness. They live near the sea. So what he's saying is, I feel out of place. He said, I'm like an owl in the desert. The owl is a forest bird that doesn't dwell in the desert. Once again, I am out of place. And then the last part says, I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone upon a housetop. The feeling of loneliness. A lot of us, whether we want to admit it or not, we deal with depression, we deal with anxiety, we deal with loneliness, sadness, sorrow. And sometimes we don't think that our symptoms, our problems, our solutions are in the Word of God. But here we are, Psalm, written by David, and he's saying, hey, God, I feel depressed. I feel out of place. I feel alone. I forget to eat. Said, I cry so much that my voice changes. And he's crying out there. He says, God, answer me quickly. Now, I know somebody who's listening is probably in the same position. You feel out of place. You feel lonely, like you're on top of a house by yourself looking at everyone flourish, looking at everything happening, and you're just not there. And I come to tell you that the Lord can heal depression. He can heal anxiety. He can heal loneliness. The Word says that God saw that it was not good for man to be alone. So he created help. It did not say he created the woman. It said he created help, help meet. Then he created the woman. I'm telling you right now that God can create help for you. We just have to choose him. And I'm going to give you one little tip. I know that everybody in the world wants to say, hey, you know, all you got to do is pray. You can pray this thing away. Not so. We are one body. Every part of the body needs another member. God puts people, he puts specialists, he puts things on this earth to help us where we are. So for those who say, well, prayer solves depression, prayer is a weapon. Counseling, good communication, therapy is a strategy. And weapons without strategy sometimes don't hit the right target. For those who are depressed, there's an answer. There's an answer in the Word of God, and there's an answer in the body of Christ. Amen. The last thing I want to tell you is our evangelism tip. For the last 2 weeks, I've been saying the same evangelism tip. I'm going to run this evangelism tip for at least 4 weeks. And we are dealing with how to evangelize, because I found out in evangelism, a lot of churches don't do it, not because they don't want to, but because they don't know how. Easy tip, get to know your community. Knock on doors, introduce yourself. Walk throughout the neighborhood just to say hi, not to pass out tracts, not to give out information, ask a lot of questions, just to get to know the people in your neighborhood. You know, you see the kids outside playing, they jump a rope, go jump rope. You know, you see, you know, people out, you know, just talking, hey, go say hi, introduce yourself. Get to know the people in your neighborhood. That is the first tip to real community evangelism. All right, now let's get into our guest. I thank God for this young lady. She is not only a special guest, but it's my cousin. And my cousin and I, we got on the phone because, you know, she calls me about once a year, once, you know, every other year. And, you know, before I told her off about not calling so much, we started talking about the Word. And we were on the phone for about a good hour, just talking about the Word. And you know, I don't know about y'all, but our families come from a very we grew up with nothing but a whole bunch of preachers in our house. And unfortunately, if you're not a preacher in this family, you really are, you just don't know it. So I have our special guest, Sierra Griffith. Sierra, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you guys hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear, baby.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you again so much for having me. I'm so excited about tonight. It's a blessed occasion where we can come together and share the word. And we already know where two or more are gathered, he's in the midst. I'm very excited, you know, and again, thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. So you and I were talking, and, you know, we were going down our family line, and you know, our grandfathers being were so close, and, you know, your grandfather being the Bishop Jones, and how, you know, we just, life was just different for us. Like, it wasn't different, but there was a part of our life was living up to the name of who we were. And because of the name being so great, there was a mantle placed on us that, you know, carried with that name. Like, we had to walk a certain way, we had to talk a certain way, and we were always reminded of who our parents, who our grandparents, not even who our parents, who our grandparents,
who our grandparents were.
But, I mean, if you knew who your parents were, but it was more your grandparents set a tone, and then there was your parents, because I couldn't go nowhere if nobody knew who my father or my grandfather was. And it was just like that. And we grew up having to have a certain honor and respect.
Absolutely.
For,
and a certain expectation.
Expectations. And it's crazy because that turned into, you know, it could have went the wrong way.
It could have.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Having that amount of pressure could have, I don't know about, you know, a lot of people, but when you are born with expectation and when you're surrounded by excellence, and if you are not careful, you can fall into the trap of trying to imitate who they were and learning and not learning how to carry the mantle, but being an individual.
Absolutely. Having your own, being your own unique self, you know, standing in your own, you know, and that is very much so true.
So what we did, you know, and what we found out was in conversation, that we kind of like the black sheep of the family. we the hard-headed ones. You know,
the rebel rousers.
Right. The ones that always question. Now, we grew up with a bunch of preachers, and we the main ones asking, well, why you do that? Well, why we
and what's that
thing
about?
Well, what did they do afterwards? Well, why did they do that?
Exactly.
And they looking at us like, these two going to be a problem. And when I say, oh, you keep the Sabbath? Oh, you keep that sheep thing? She's like, sure, I sure do.
Yeah,
and I knew it was difficult. I knew it had to be difficult, especially, you know, coming from, well, your background was, your denominational background was what?
Was Pentecostal. It was strictly like Pentecostal, you know. It was Pentecostal. And, you know, that's more so, you know, you have your certain way with that, you know, that comes with its own thing. You know, like you have a Methodist or a Baptist have their own thing. So we grew up Pentecostal, you know, the singing in church, the shouting, the you know, the getting down, all of that, you know. So it came with its own, you know, doctrine or its own way, its own thing. You know, it took its own shape,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, its own unique thing.
Yeah.
And then on our side, we grew up Baptist.
Okay.
So,
see?
So you know,
yeah.
You and I, breaking from
yeah.
the tradition of Pentecostal and Baptist, when you want to talk about our roles, mm-hmm. you almost wonder. There was almost a point where they were like, should we, you know, disown us? but
like, you know, and that's just like what I was saying about when, you know, I came of age and I had some serious questions. At the time, you know, my grandfather passed. This is somebody 50-plus
yeah.
years in the ministry
yeah.
with knowledge about Scripture. And the moment of truth came and he was gone. And it's just like you said before,
right.
It's like, we're not worried about our parents. We worry about our grandpa. So it's like,
yeah.
well, I can't tell aunt and uncle. And now they're looking at me crazy because I'm like, well, what's this? What's that? And they're like, hold on now. Let me check on that. Let me check the Palm Pilot, you know? So like, hey, it was something, it was an experience, you know, it really was an
yeah.
experience because I had questions. And even then I was, like you said, you know, you were the, like, kind of like the black sheep. When you start questioning things, when you start questioning the status quo and what they
yeah.
say is set in stone, you know, as opposed to, well, what does the word say? I'm looking at the word. This is what the Most High is saying. But, you know, something's being said otherwise. I got questions, and I need answers, you know. So
yeah. yeah.
That was the fight with that as well.
Right. So, and one of the things that you and I, we really had an in-depth conversation about is, you know, black people, the African people being a part, being in tune with the Bible, African culture, African knowledge, customs,
mm-hmm.
The African man being a part of the Bible. One of the things that, you know, I know we discussed and that really just, I guess, it kind of, it bothers me a little bit when people, especially
mm-hmm.
black people, we say things like, this is the white man's religion.
Yes.
And we have no idea. And we have no idea that, you know, God, we being the first man and God being, having conversations with us and walking with mm-hmm. us and talking with us and guiding us. He's always dealt with us. So no
mm-hmm.
white man presented us Jesus. He was with Jesus.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you're absolutely right. You know, I've heard that before. And sometimes I have to let our people know, not even the white man knew the book that he held in his hand. You know, he didn't even know what he held in his hand, you know. So with that, it's like, you know, it's not just the white man's book or, well, it's so many interpretations. And no, you got to remember, your God that you serve is not the author of confusion. Anything outside of that, now you have a problem, you see, because
right.
everything that was given unto those men or women in the Bible, it was all of order. It was never bunched. It never was Moses speaking of himself. He was speaking of the Most High. Even Christ, when he came on the scene, said, listen, I'm not speaking of myself. I'm speaking of what my Father sent me to do. I'm
right.
doing my dad's business.
Right. right.
You see?
I want to point out that as we talk about, you know, this being, it's so cliche to talk about black kids, you know, but I think it's important
yeah.
that we do. Because we have to see ourselves in our faith. It's a big deal to, you know, nobody's going to truly give themselves to something that they don't see themselves in. And
yeah.
a lot of times, if we don't see a God that represents us,
then
we
stray. We're gone.
Yeah, we're gone. We're gone.
You know.
So, you know, one of the things that I love to talk about is the fact that when people refer to this being the white man's religion, which God is for all people, but I really want to focus on the fact that the origins, even the origins of this faith came from the Middle East. And I don't even like to use the term the Middle East, because what the Middle East represents is Northern Africa, in line with the islands of Europe and Asia. Not necessarily Europe and Asia, but the islands surrounding Europe and Asia. And then it goes as far as Iran and the northern part of Turkey. So literally, it is a section full of people of color. And the majority of those sections are Egypt, you know, Saudi Arabia. What other parts are in there? Come on, see, help me out now.
Yeah, no, because what, and I'm listening, because what's coming to mind is Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And in Hosea chapter 4, you know, verse 6, we have lack of knowledge. We don't have no knowledge. And because we have no knowledge itself, it says here, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. But the emphasis is on the fact that we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Here we are in Black History Month. We don't just get a month, okay? And so for lack of knowledge, we have no identity, okay? Now, you just mentioned certain areas in the Middle East, right? When you look at the history, you want to talk about Black history, and it is in the East. It is in the East. It starts in the East, okay? And even Israel is not that small section that we see today. The Israel in the Bible was way bigger than that, okay? So even then, again, lack of knowledge, understanding, we have no attachment back home. You know, we're the only people without no custom, no tradition, no anything. And what happens? That makes you a lost sheep. You immediately classify as the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You know, you mentioned something in regards to us trying, like, in search of ourselves. We were always attaching ourselves to Africa, to Africa, to Africa. Okay,
right.
You know, so go ahead.
No, you got it.
Yeah, so when we talk about Black history, okay, you talked about if we don't identify with something, we're going to walk away. I encourage us to really begin to read the scripture, because that Bible is not only your guidebook, and this time, and I'm piggybacking off of your encouragement word today. That Bible is a guide on how to live on this earth. And not only that, but it was given unto you to be a light unto others. So that book is your history from start to finish. It tells you about where you come from. It tells you about how you ended up in slavery and how you ended up in this country. Deuteronomy chapter 28 does that in death, okay? Then it tells you about what you're going to face because of the curses that come upon you, okay? This thing goes deeper than that. It's not just about February. This is deep. Our people have literally no identity. So we're picking up and gravitating to anything. Well, I'm going to be Egyptian. Well, what does Genesis chapter 10 say? Let's go to Genesis chapter 10, because a lot of us think that we're Hamites. Okay, we think that we come out of Ham. And let's see what Genesis chapter 10, verse 6 says. Okay, and the sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, and Put in Canaan. Now that branched off later on to becoming Egypt, Egyptians, Lebanese, and so on and so forth. I also encourage your listeners to get the Zondervan Bible Dictionary. This is a reputable dictionary, Bible dictionary. In that dictionary, when you look up who Ham is and who he is the father of, it says this. Ham being the son of Noah, okay, is the father of the dark race, not the Negroes. And this includes Egyptians, Lebanese, anybody that is considered of African descent, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites. So if you're not Ham, what does that leave you to? You come from the lineage of Shem. Your fathers are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, that is your history. That's where your lineage comes from. That's where your bloodline comes from. Okay, so you have to understand scripture. You are so much, we are so much a part of the scripture, we have no idea. You know how they say, go ahead.
What I do want to point out is that even I know I love the fact that we definitely have to use our scripture. But just want to show up a science fact. The National Geographic Society, Dr. Spencer Wells, he collected DNA with the Y chromosome that traced the African man to Adam.
Absolutely.
This is not even just a
biblical. This is scientific.
We are scientific, so we kind of wrap everything in together. I want to point out the fact that we're living in a generation where there's so many universal theories. People, or God had told us from the beginning, he told us in Moses, he said, don't go back to Egypt. Don't go back to Egypt. And he's constantly talking about don't go back to Egypt. Meanwhile, our people go back to Hotep. We go back to the sun god. And we go back to all these ideas. Good. You got it. You got the source. All you.
And to sum that up, let's see what the Most High says. Let's take a little trip to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I'm going to start off at verse 15, and this is what it says. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Okay? Now, when you go to verse 25, okay, because we want to get to the key points, not saying that none of the rest is not important, but we want to get the key points to touch on what you're talking about. Verse 25 says, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with botch of Egypt and with emroids and with scab and with itch, whereof thou cannot be healed. Verse 28, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Verse 29, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Verse 30, thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. During slavery, did not that happen, where our men, our black men, had to see their women being taken from them? This is what the Most High is telling you, because in verse 15, he's saying, listen, if you don't hearken unto me and keep the guidelines that I'm leaving you, these things will befall you. You will go into slavery. You'll go into a strange land. You'll go amongst other gods. Let's continue. And it says here, thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Have not we built this country and not dwell in some of the houses that we built in? Have not we built countries and kingdoms on our backs? Okay. Right. Okay, it says, thou shalt plant a vineyard and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. And then it goes into saying, thy ox shall be slain before thine eyes. Didn't they kill the buffaloes here to the Native Americans? Okay, and it says,
and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. When we left the coast, the ivory coast of Africa, imagine our people that were still there seeing their sons and daughters being carried away, and there was nothing you can do as a man or a woman to watch your daughter being taken. This is your history, people. I am reading to you your history and how you ended up, how we as a collective ended up where we're at, okay? And it says, the fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away. Verse 34, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. It says, 35, the Lord shall smite thee in the knees and the legs with sore and botch, that thou cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot to the top of thy head. Do not we suffer with certain ailments and sicknesses in our body? High blood pressure, diabetes. I have a young friend. He's 25. He got knee pains. Why are you 25 with a knee problem? Why are we 33, 35 with health issues? Why is our sister's hair stagnant in growth? It's coming back now. But why are we getting these plagues on us? This is a part of your history. It says, now this is where it ties into what you were saying, cuz. It says, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which thou, neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. We're doing that now. We pull every doctrine except the true doctrine that was given unto us. We're worshiping every other god but the true and one living God. He's saying you're going to serve other gods, wood and stone. You have certain people, and this is no disrespect, we have certain of our brothers and sisters bowing to a stone, kissing a stone. We have certain of our brothers and sisters having a fish on their car. We have certain of our brothers and sisters with certain symbolic images, okay, that we, because of lack of knowledge, going back to Hosea and not understanding who you are, you're now doing these things. And guess what? It says, and thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. But here's the kicker. What I really wanted to jump to was really this. It says this, verse 43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. When we went into slavery during that time, what happened? A certain nation of people overtook us, and we began to be very, very low. To this day, we are still revered as the lowest of all nations. To this day.
All right.
If you say anybody turn up their nose to us, everybody turns up their nose. Oh, them? Oh, mm-mm. Okay?
So,
and then it says, moreover, all these curses shall come. So to tie into what it's saying is that all these things came upon you because we got off track from the guidelines. And the biggest topping on the cake is this. The Bible is the only source that can tell you how you went into slavery and how you're going to be saved out of it.
Let me get this point real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you was in there.
Now, listen.
You was going. What we want to show people where we find our place.
Absolutely.
And we also want to show people that there's also an identity, not just an identity of the fallen man, but an identity of the man we see. Mm-hmm. Jesus was a man of color.
Yes.
And the imagery, just, I want to show you something, and we got a few points. We gotta actually move into certain directions. But we have, and I also want to bring to your attention, because you did say something about the fish. A lot of people don't know that the actual fish symbol is the fish god Dagon, and
mm-hmm.
that is the same symbolization that Jonah went to persecute them and tell that and give the witness of death that God was going to come and wipe them away, but God saved them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cool thing about this entire situation is that despite Jonah's disobedience, Jonah opened his mouth and came out of the fish, and the people saw that happen. Now, when they saw that happen, they saw a representation of their God.
Mm-hmm.
Opening their mouth to a man, and this man was talking about the one true God. So what they did was they repented. Why? Because they saw that their God wasn't as their God didn't have any power. The one true God had power. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to throw that point, and then I want to definitely get to get people to understand something. You know, we're not trying to. You show man as a fall, but we're trying to show that we are one with the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and that you can see yourself in this Bible, and you can see
Absolutely.
Yourself holistic. You can see yourself holistically in this Bible. Another point that I want to bring to you real quick, and I'm sorry because we are moving a little fast because, unfortunately, we are only got this show for an hour. So, but I do want to point out a little something in the Bible. All right, so everybody knows the history. Well, everybody knows Pentecost. You know, we talk about Pentecost so much. You know, and even when we read Pentecost, the Bible has an amazing point, and it's in Acts 2. And what happened is it started talking about how everybody saw that they were speaking in their own tongue, and they did all these references. So a part of that was they started naming off countries that
Absolutely.
Saw the system, that saw this thing happening, and were witnesses to that thing happening. And it was Parthians and Medes, Elamites, Adullams in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, and that is Pontus in Asia. And then it says Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and parts of Libya and Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes. What I want to also show you guys is that the witnesses of that event was majority of African nations.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of those nations that they talk about, I mean, if I part them out, it's only four that were outside of that. It was Rome, Asia, and the other one was where was it? Mesopotamia, and even Mesopotamia, it depends on whether it was northern or southern.
That's Middle Eastern, yeah. That's still metal.
Exactly.
That's still good. That's still like Iran. You know.
Yeah. So it always depends. So what we
yeah,
did
absolutely.
Was, so even at that point, the representations of who we were right there.
Mm-hmm.
We saw ourselves at that moment, and I just want to point out because in a few minutes, see, we about, in a few minutes, Sierra, what we do is we call this the most important part of the show. Because it's the most important part of the show. Why? Because we introduce someone to Jesus Christ, or we introduce someone to Yeshua, and we open the door for salvation, and we pray that those who are listening are praying with us, and they obtain the good news that we obtained, and that is that Jesus Christ saves, that Yeshua saves, that he heals, that he delivers, and that we get to be with him. So just before we get into that prayer, what I want to do is I want to point out this simple fact. A lot of times, and this is a known historical fact, and the historical fact is that a lot of people say, well, as slaves, we were given our religion, we were given our culture. Not necessarily true.
No.
Because there is something called, there's a book called The Slave's Prayer. And what happened is at that time, the slaves were not allowed to pray. They were not allowed to go inside of the churches.
Oftentimes they were supervised.
And then they were not allowed to have their own services. A lot of people don't know that they used to have to hide in the woods to pray.
Look at the story of the Birth of the Nation with Nat Turner. You know, when you look at that movie, The Birth of the Nation.
So they used to have to tie towels around a circle. And I know a lot of people don't know that. That's why in certain churches they have prayer cloths. They have the white prayer cloths, and that's a part of the cultural things too. So they used to tie towels and they used to pray, and used to be inside of towels. And the most powerful movements, this world's most powerful movements, started in a small circle. Started in a dark place. And a hidden place. And this world has to see who we are, not just as a culture, because it's good to know yourself as a culture. It's good to know yourself as a people, but we have to know who we are in Jesus Christ. We have to know who we are in Yeshua Messiah. And I just want to read this by Dennis Sims, born a slave in Maryland in 1841. And this is a transcribe, and it says, sometimes we would, unbeknown to our masters, ensemble in a cabin and sing songs and spirituals. Our favorite spirituals were Bringing in the Sheaves, The Stars Am Shining for Us All, Hear the Angels Calling, and The Devil Has No Place Here. The singing was unusual to the accompaniment of the harps and the fiddles and the banjos, but the word says, the transcribe says that the banjos and the fiddles sounded like angels playing harps. And this was hidden worship by African people, by slaves.
Yeah.
And it's so
now,
powerful.
Yeah.
That our people, we didn't, even in that dark time, we establish a way to worship. And in the point where if we were failed worshiping, we would be killed. But we did it anyway. So, like I said, right now we got to move, and I'm strong. I really want to get to more, but at this point, we are doing the call to salvation. And because out of all this talking, you know, all this talking sounds good. You can show where we are in the Bible and how, you know, what our culture is. All of that means nothing if we can't have a relationship with our God.
Absolutely.
And what's the point of talking about our culture?
Well, that's what it ties to. You know, that's what it ties to. You have to understand where you come from. We want to talk about Africa. There's an African proverb called Sankofa. You have to understand the past to get to the future. And even Christ himself said this. He said in Matthew 15:24, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And even when he gave commandment unto his disciples in Matthew 10:5-6, even the disciples, when they went to spread, they had to go to the children of Israel. He didn't want them to go anywhere else. Now, that's not saying that everybody else is out of the loop, but how are you to serve a God if you do not know him, if you do not understand your ties and your culture and your history? Like with Africa, that relationship was always there, even down when we were, when Joseph and Mary had to flee from Herod into Africa. That does not make us African. When the nation of Israel fell in 70 AD, we ran into the African continent and then aligned ourselves with the African people, like the Igbo or the Laban people. A lot of Igbo that's in, concentrated in Nigeria came over to the waters here in slavery, okay? But, again, that does not mean there's that connection, okay?
Let us pray.
You have to understand the word. You know, you have to. It's not, you know, you could quote, we know a lot of people that quote this word to their blue. You know?
Right, so we're going to pray right now. And I believe that someone is listening, they're finding themselves and they're trying to find themselves, and we want them to find themselves. And at the point where we find ourselves, I want them to see their Savior. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you are with us, that you are dwelling in us, that you died for us, that you gave your blood for us, God. But we thank you not that you just gave your blood, but you rose from it. You rose for us, and then you became a mediator. You became a way for us to get back to you. God, we believe right now that there's somebody listening. There's somebody listening who wants to be with you, who wants to have a relationship with you, who wants to see you. And God, we thank you for that desire to be with you. So God, as that desire has arose, that desire has came to life, and that desire has come abroad, God, we ask that that soul stand right now and declare who you are. So right now, if anybody who is listening, anybody who has heard this word, and you have decided that you want to make the Most High God the Lord of your life, if you want him to be your Savior, it is easy. All you have to do is first recognize that you are a sinner. And once you make that declaration that you are a sinner, you say, Lord, I want you to clean me up. Come into my heart, save me. And then you make the next declaration, and you allow him to be the Lord over your life. And when you allow him to be Lord over your life, and you acknowledge that he rose for you, and when you make that declaration, it may not be sparks flying, it may not be a big bang, but the heavens are celebrating. The Bible says when one person gets saved, the angels celebrate. So right now, heaven is throwing a party when you accept Christ as your personal Savior. And we are believing that those who are listening are now a part of the body. Father God, we ask that you begin to cover. We ask that you begin to cover those who have made their confession, those who have taken the time to recognize who you really are, and that is Lord and Savior. God, we thank you for those who are listening, because we believe that there's a soul who came to Christ. And God, we ask that you be with them, that you talk with them, that you walk with them, that you connect with them, and they can see you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. Brother Rob, if you can you please come on and read the announcements, please, sir? Brother Rob, you with us? Praise God. I definitely want to acknowledge also that the PKN prayer, that PKN prayer is powerful. Make sure that you get on the line for the PKN Thursday night prayer. That is at 7 p.m. And the number for that is 605-472-5570. And that is access code 719-092. Brother Rob, did you get that going?
Yes, I did.
All right, sir, can you read the announcements for me?
Yes, and without a doubt, no problem. And the announcement is as follows. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. We thank you so much for joining us and participating in tonight's episode. We thank you so much. And we just want to, for tonight's episode, we thank our guests and our hosts for participating in tonight's episode. We thank you so much, and we hope that each and every one of you are listening to tonight's broadcast, have got enjoyment, and don't forget that you can also listen to our new broadcast at any time at www.blogtalkradio.com/PreppersKingdom. We can simply type in a host room or show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety, natural convenience, and we thank you so much for doing so. Also, we hope you enjoy our morning walk with prayer. Each and every morning that we're able to broadcast on Anchor FM or Anchor FM, we can simply just listen in to our morning word of inspiration. And we hope you just don't forget to listen in, and also don't forget to invite a friend. And we also thank you so much for doing so. Well, guys, we God bless. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour with Simple Expressions Sports Edition, hosted by Brother Robert Pop Hudson. And once again, please don't forget to tell a friend. So tomorrow evening we'll be broadcasting at the 8:30 p.m. hour with Self-Expression Sports Edition, hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop Hudson. We thank each and every one of you for helping us support Purpose Kingdom in each and every way you do. And we thank you so much. Don't forget that we're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. And we're also on Facebook. We invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can hear any of our upcoming shows and our upcoming advertisements. And we thank you so much for doing so. With that being said, Reverend Burgess. Reverend Burgess, you're going to return your program back in your hands. And we thank you so much, Reverend Burgess. And we continue on listening to your program. Thank you so much, Reverend Burgess. It is back in your hands.
You know what? I normally pick with Brother Rob because I want to make sure that he is alert and on task. You know, he does so much for PK, and I just want to thank God for everything that he does. I mean, he's always ready and improving and jumping into action. I mean, you can't find another Brother Rob nowhere. I promise you can't. I definitely, before we leave, because we have to leave, unfortunately, and the show was so good because there was so much information to get, but before we leave, Sierra, can you please give everybody your social media, you know, your Instagram and everything, so people can follow you and hear everything that you had to say. Please.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you can definitely check me out on Instagram at CCG_TV. Again, that's at CCG_TV. And I'm always dropping some information, motivation, and it's always about the truth, nothing but that. So, again, thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Also, I want to make sure you guys I want to make sure that PJ and I want to post a lot of the events and things that are going on in our community for PJ and this Sunday, Focus Family Ministries and the pop-up store, we are doing a clothing giveaway. These are not hand-me-down clothes. These are not somebody's secondhand clothes. These are brand new designers who have decided to give away brand new looks for free for those who are less fortunate. And that will be at the Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia. And the pop-up store is right next to the amongst so the Models and Roosevelt Mall. So please come check that out for those who are less fortunate. Who if you know somebody who needs clothing and needs something to wear, this is huge. And the designers that we connected with, Embellish Queens and Love Smart and so many other different designers, they are showcasing their clothing line and giving it away for free. That is this Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. at the pop-up store in Roosevelt Mall. And also follow me because we do our powerful Bible studies every other Monday, and they are also on my social media. We go live, that is Arthur Burgess III, and we have an awesome Bible study. The last time we did Bible study in a clothing boutique. And a lot of people are like, you're going to do Bible study in a boutique? Yes, we're going to do Bible study wherever the Lord takes us, whether it be the corner store, the hair salon, the clothing boutique, or somebody's living room. We're going to share the word of God. So I'm just excited about where God is taking us with that. And we are definitely moving in God's direction and God's time. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll be excited to see you again. Thank you, CR, once again for being with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you more. Love you guys more.
All right. And we're going to do this again. God bless you and have a good night.
Bye.